This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
People go for advice. And they go for advice, for, say for example, these nikah and so on. And they take so much advice of so many people that they mess everything up. Because some people tell them, oh, are you going to make sure that you book this big hall, right? So they go, okay, yeah. I'm going to do that big hall. Yeah, that's... And then next minute they got is somebody says to them, hey, you're going to book for how many people? So for maybe 200. 200 people? Is that 200 people? How are you going to book 200? No, you need to make it for 300 people. Another guy tells him 500 people. Now he's under pressure. What is he going to do? He's going to keep them all pleased. Okay, this is the problem when you get into this. You're going to keep them all pleased. Then another one says, what are you going to order for food? Oh my God, this man could have just ordered some simple food and fed everybody like maybe £3 a head. He could have fed everyone. He's going to now go into something £10, £12 a head. Now you start calculating how much money that becomes. It's a lot of money. Now he goes and borrows money for this nikah. Why? Because he wanted to please people. You please people, that's where you end up. You're going to end up with in real problem. Then the next thing is people tell him, you know, are you going to have another walima? Are you going to do this? Are you going to call so-and-so? Are you going to have a good stage? Are you going to decorate it like this? Are you going to, you know, and each person he's listened to, oh, yeah, let's get this done. Oh, let's get that done. What's the formality? Oh, you're going to have a red carpet that's that, you know, for the bride and the groom to walk on. Okay, let's get that. Another £500 added or whatever, you know. Oh, you're going to get a limousine. You're going to get that. You're going to make sure that there's cameraman. So now he's going to spend another £1,000 getting all the cameramen in to take proper filming and photography. Oh, you're going to make sure that everybody wears blue on the men's side and pink on the women's side. Blue on the men's side and pink on the women's side. I feel like bringing you to me and giving you two black eyes. If you know what I'm trying to say, yeah? You can have black on both sides, no problem. They'll match. Both sides will match. Blue on the men's side and pink, and then the blue has to be certain blue. Oh my God. You've got to go on, the ladies go out, they fetch a certain type of blue and they give it to everybody. Okay, this is the one. You've got to go to that shop and buy this dress or this cloth. You've got to cut it and then you've got to take it to this tailor and get it specially made. You know how much money is being spent just to keep people happy. Just to keep people happy. And these clothes, they're made per person, 100 and something pounds. Per person. The whole family... several thousands of pounds for the youngsters, the middle ones, the old ones, and they're only going to wear it once in their life. Once in life. Why did you, to please Allah, you did all of this? Seriously? To please Allah, you did this? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illallah.